Moses, Moshe Rabbeinu, goes up Mount Sinai, and God tells him to chisel out the tablets, the luchot, and the way how it said, pesol lecho, chisel out for yourself. What does it mean for yourself? The tablets were not for himself. The tablets actually were for the Jews. He was just bringing the tablets to the Jews. He was just a mailman, a courier. God specifically said that the Ten Commandments, the tablets, are meant for the Jews. So when God tells him, chisel for yourself, what does that mean? Our commentators say that it specifically meant God is telling Moses, Moshe, that he is allowed to keep the leftover pieces. All of the stuff that is being chiseled off, all the leftovers, he can keep for himself as a memento from the event. He could keep it if he wants. Maybe he could sell it on eBay later on for a lot of money. So this is what God tells him. But the question is, why does God need to tell it to him? Really, in the Jewish law, it's discussed that if a worker is making some work, if I'm hiring a worker to do something for me, and there are some small leftover pieces, if it's something significant, it says, the worker is not allowed to keep it. But small little pebbles, small little pieces of stone, is allowed to be kept by the worker. So then, why does Moshe need to be told that he is allowed to keep them? According to the Jewish law, the Torah that he himself just now received, a worker, like Moshe, who is chiseling out of a stone, is allowed to keep the leftover pieces. So why is it that God needs to tell him that? So there is a spiritual explanation to this. And the spiritual explanation is like this. What are the leftover pieces when you chisel things? These are the things that you kind of need to go through in order to get to the essence. One of the famous sculptors said, you know, they asked him, how do you make such a beautiful sculpture? So he says, I look at a stone, I see what needs to be there, and I take off everything else. So all of the pieces which are being chiseled off, they're just the extra, but you need to go through them to get to what you need. So God gave Jews the Torah, the Ten Commandments, the entire Torah, the five books of Moses, and all of the explanations, Talmud, everything. It was given to the Jews. But the question is, how do we extract this information? How do we actually unpack this gift? How do we utilize the Torah that was given to us? Why? Because we are given the Torah. We're given the Ten Commandments. Okay, now what? Then even if Moshe would give us the five books of Moses, we read it. Now what? We know that other religions that use the same five books of Moses and they have completely different laws and completely different rules. So the five books of Moses itself is not very useful for us to live like a Jew. So we need to know how to unpack it. So these are all of the pieces that you need to go through in order to get to the essence. In other words, the five books of Moses, the actual Torah, belongs to the Jews. But all of the things we need to go through in order to understand it belongs to Moshe. We cannot do it without Moshe Rabbeinu, without Moses. This is why we have a written Torah and the oral Torah. As a matter of fact, it is kind of a misnomer. We call written Torah the five books of Moses, or at least the main part of written Torah, the five books of Moses, suggesting that it belongs to Moses, to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the other part of Torah we call just an oral Torah or whatever we call it. Really, it should be the other way around. The five books of Moses belong to the Jews. This should be five books of the Jews, not five books of Moses. The rest of the Torah was given to us orally by Moshe, and that belongs to Moses. That belongs to Moshe. These are all of the things you need to go through to understand it. These are all of the pieces that we are chiseling out. This is why in Talmud and in Mishnah, there are discussions, debates, and some ideas are ruled as halakha, the law that we are living by, and some ideas are not ruled as the halakha that we live by. So why do we need then Talmud tells us the things that we don't live by? Just take it all out and tell us straight out how it is. Well, we have books that do that also. Yeah, cut to the chase. We have books that do that too, Rambam and Shulchan Aruch and many other books. But why do you need Talmud? You need to go through things which you are chiseling out. That's the whole thing of how we study the Torah. Because the five books of Moses we have as is. In five books of Moses, there's not one debate with an idea which is recognized to be not the law, okay? In five books of Moses, everything's clear. But then in Talmud and Mishnah and all other books, this is when we have all the debates. Why? Because this is what we received through Moshe. And Moshe explained to us logically how it can be derived from the five books of Moses and why we need to live exactly like that. It is interesting that God purposely gave us oral Torah in this way. It's known that God is giving us only the absolute required minimum of information. God never will give us in a Torah, in a written Torah, a law which we can understand ourselves. If God tells it to us, means there is a reason for it. So it is created like a Sudoku board where you have numbers and then you need to fill in all the empty squares. And how you fill in the empty squares? You fill in empty squares by looking at the numbers which are there. Now, God gave us only the minimum numbers that we need to fill in all the rest of the boxes. But then once you fill it in, you actually see how everything fits and you cannot take one of them out. This is why the Torah is only good in its entirety. You cannot take one piece out and everything else is going to be still there. So that's why this is the part that Moshe gave us, but we need to understand it, we need to get to it logically. And this is why the chiseled out part belongs to Moshe, and the Ten Commandments belong to the Jews. This is why we need people like Moshe, or for example, people like other leaders of our generations, from, I don't know, from times of Talmud to Rambam, other great leaders, Hasidic Rebbes, who were explaining to us how to extract this information, sculptors.